You're listening to the Living Unapologetically podcast, where you'll learn to thrive living the unapologetic lifestyle. With your host, Shakita, she'll discuss entrepreneurship, life, faith, dating, and everything in between. You be unapologetically you, and she'll be, well, unapologetically her. And now, here's your host, Shakita.
Hello, hello, hello there, everyone. I pray that you had a fabulous week thus far as we are diving into this amazing weekend. I wanted to talk to you about the power of networking. Networking is a tool that may be underutilized in your business these days. And I just want to bring you this episode that I can bring you a fresh perspective about networking and the power of. But before I get started, I like to share this podcast review that truly, truly blessed my heart. This podcast review was written in January and it says, "I love this podcast. This is by far the most positive podcast I listen to and I always walk away with a fresh perspective. You are awesome." Thank you so much for that amazing review. And I am so blessed that I am able to offer insight to change your perspective and to give you a fresh perspective. Nothing makes me happier than to know that I am doing something positive in this world and making incredible impact. Please be sure to tag me when you are sharing the podcast on Instagram and Facebook and just wherever you share your podcast. And if you know someone that can benefit from this podcast, please share, 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 leave reviews. That is super, super appreciated. Before we get into networking, I like to start off with this quote. And I like you to think about this quote this morning or this afternoon or wherever you are listening. As we head into the weekend, I like you to think about this. And actually, I like you to write it down before you even, one, create your next networking event or go to your next networking event. I like you to write down this quote and I like you to read it before you do either A or B. So here's a quote from Bill Nye. It says, "Everyone you will ever meet knows something that you don't." And I thought that that would be a beautiful, beautiful quote to start off this episode, the power of networking. Because when you're networking in business, you are going to meet a lot of people. And if you have that perspective that every person that you meet knows something that you don't, it kind of makes it a little bit more interesting. I like to think if you have that at the forefront of your mind, that you will walk away a lot more satisfied when you're doing the doing these networking events. So let's go ahead and get started. I don't know if you are familiar with the BNI, but that is a business networking organization. And they did a study. They studied about 12,000 business professionals. And they asked them about how many hours per week are you networking? Working as an entrepreneur. You have to keep in mind that some entrepreneurs are full-time and some entrepreneurs are, you know, they're working their side businesses and they still have a day job. But my question to you is, how many hours per week are you spending networking? Okay, so they did a research with 12,000 business professionals. And at the end of that research, they concluded that these business professionals, entrepreneurs, are spending about 6.5 hours networking and at networking events. And 6.5 hours are maybe, let's just round it off to 6 hours per week. It's literally not that bad, actually, when you think about, you know, if you have a 40-hour work week, you're working, you know, you have about you know, 9 hours a day, right? So you have a 40-hour work week. So you're going to use 6 hours of that time that week to network. Or if you want to break it down to 2 hours a day or 1 hour a day, there are a ton of networking events, you know, online and in person. And so there's a lot of great things that can happen from networking. The one benefit that I find that networking, one great benefit to networking is it allows you to have opportunities that you wouldn't have. Networking opens up the doors for new opportunities, right? You get to hear about new information. You're meeting new people. You are gaining insight and you're being made aware of new opportunities that are in your community that you may or may not know about, or opportunities in your space that you may or may not know about. Another thing that happens when you network is that you are able to develop stronger connections. You are able to meet like-minded people. You may meet people in your space that you can partner up with for maybe some future collaborations or a future joint venture. I mean, there are so many things that you can do when you establish a secure connection. And also just being able to, number three, get the visibility for your business or your brand. It's important to be visible. How are you going to be visible if you are only online, right? If you're using your social media, it's really, really good if you meet people. And let's say you met another coach, right? Let's say you met a love and relationship coach, but you just so happen to be an accountability coach. And let's say your love and relationship coach has a ton of clients or referrals of potential clients that want to be held accountable in whatever area of their lives, right? There are a lot of people that offer, or they ask me for services that I am not involved in, but I have a referral because I have a database of other entrepreneurs, right? And other businesses, right? That I use as resources. So when someone comes to me and it's something that's not in my niche, I refer them over to someone in my network. And so if you have a really good network, you can be a referral literally just from word of mouth. But how do you get the visibility if you're not, you know, out there making your brand known, making your name known, you know, meeting people? And another thing, when you're meeting people, which brings me to number four, you're able to develop relationships. You know, I've learned a lot in life, and I know that, you know, sometimes businesses may come and go, right? But you can make really good relationships. You can develop some really good friendships because we're all human. We all crave human connection. We all desire to have, but and I'm not saying though that you're going to these events looking for your next bestie, right? But what I'm saying is be open to developing good, healthy relationships with boundaries intact, of course, when you're out there networking, because these are some benefits of networking, right? You're getting new opportunities, right? You're getting word of mouth. You're learning about things that you didn't know about. You are strengthening your connection, who you are, what you do. You're making your brand visible to others around you. You will be surprised at, just because you're posting on social media and your family knows about you and you have high numbers in your views, that people don't know things about you that you feel they should know, right? But when you have that conversation with them, oh yeah, I have a book. Oh yeah, I have this. It's like, oh wow, I never knew that, right? So you put yourself there and you let others know what your brand does, what your brand has, and then you're showing up for your brand. And so they know, I know this person and this is their brand. I have a great connection, right? Networking allows you to do those things. And then not even that, even if like the four things I just listed, this fifth one should really kind of get you to go out there and network, because it boosts your confidence. When you go to an event, virtually or even in person. And you're out there, you're meeting those people, and you are meeting people that are so excited about you. The one thing I've learned about networking is you will be so amazed at how many people are rooting for you. Like, seriously, you don't even know it, but there's like a community of people that are rooting for you. And when you show up and you show up for your company and you shake hands with those people and you talk with those people, or you introduce yourself and your brand, even if the brand isn't physically manifested, even if it's just an idea that you have. I've had people that I met that will say, hey, my name is X, Y, and Z. This is who I am, but I plan to own a trucking business at the end of the year. Beautiful, right? Because that is that the goal of the company, the business owner, is to own the company at the end of the year, right? It's never ever too early to network. If you already wrote out your business plan, you already set your business goals, and you're already executing, it's never too soon to start networking. You don't ever want to wait until the very last minute. If you're launching a online store, boutique, or any type of product-based business, you want to spread and grow your email list immediately. You don't want to wait days of, and of course you guys all know this, right? But you can never start networking too soon. So anyways, the person says, I'm X, Y, and Z, and I plan to start my own trucking company at the end of the year. Beautiful. He didn't let the fact that the trucking company is not up and running right now stop him from telling me about his business, telling me about, you know, what he's going to be doing, who he is, and when he plans to meet his goal. So don't let the fact that, you know, it's not here yet stop you either from networking, right? And that's a really powerful thing too, building that confidence. So when you're in there, letting these people know who you are and letting everyone know what you do. For them, if they're looking for what you're offering, they will know in their mind, I can contact her. I might not need a coach right now, but in the future, I know where I can find one, right? I might not need XYZ right now, but in the future, I know where I can find one. Can I take your card, right? And it's always essential to carry your business cards on you, because contrary to popular belief, networking is not just at events online and, you know, at conferences and things like that, but you can network in the coffee line. Never underestimate the power of the grocery store or, you know, at Starbucks, right? You just have to be aware of the space that you're in. Like, read the room. You don't want to just go promote. But if you're having an authentic conversation with someone and you feel led to share your business with them, your brand and what you do, you know, do that. You know, don't think of networking just as an event. You are networking every day at PTA events, when you're picking up your kids from school. Literally every conversation I'm having throughout my day, I am throwing in who I am and what I do, and praying literally that everyone asks, do you have a card? Yeah, of course. I thought you never asked. I carry my cards in my purse, in my wallet, my portfolio. I even have virtual cards that I could just literally like send over to you. Like, literally you can scan my phone and, wow, here's my card. Because not everybody's on Instagram. Not everybody's hanging out socially where I'm hanging out. So I like to network face to face, and I like to have my business cards on hand, right? And that's another thing, to be sure that you have your business cards. You know, go to Vistaprint. You can get like 500 really nice professional business cards for less than $20. And it's going to tell me, as a consumer, our future consumer, or even someone that you equal to you, where I can find you, your contact number, and your email address. And of course, if you have a business, you want to invest in a personal email address. It just looks a lot better for me. But if you can't, then I understand. But always, always have your business card. That is like literally business one-on-one. When you develop your business plan and you get the ball going, invest in some business cards, because everybody's not going to have time to wait for a text message and
sometimes people leave their phones in the car with the, you know, I don't know, things happen. So it's always good to just have actual physical business cards, right? And I was actually at a networking event the other day, and the woman actually had a business flyer. She's like, I don't want to just leave people with a business card. I want to, you know, offer them something and give them a takeaway. So she had a business card with a promotion, I believe, to get one free session with her. And I thought, wow, this is marvelous. So, you know, she actually went above and beyond, and that's something you can consider doing as well. Not only giving a business card, but offering something of value, like maybe a free session or whatever you're offering, right? That's a great idea. So networking is something that is beneficial to you, and it's beneficial to your brand, right? It is something that is essential. It is more like, to me, if you had to have a schedule for your work week, right next to emailing, right next to cold calling, or I don't know who's doing cold calls these days, but I would imagine there are some people that are. But I would say networking, putting yourself in the room with like-minded people, putting yourself in the room of potential just clients, right? Putting yourself out there so you can make your business and your brand visible. We are aware of social media sites like LinkedIn. That is a powerful tool. Now, honestly, I'm not utilizing LinkedIn that much these days. I just never have, but I hear so many powerful testimonies about how beneficial LinkedIn is. What I'm using, the tools I'm using for networking, is Eventbrite. I use Eventbrite to find other events where I can go and I can network. And I'm also using Meetup as well. A lot of entrepreneurs are hanging out in these places. So that's a great place to start. But then also LinkedIn. Facebook has a series, literally a plethora of groups that you can network in, right? Basically just plant your feet there, like get to know other people, other leaders in your space, other coaches in your practice, other business owners, you know, therapists, whatever it is that you're doing, getting in the room with like-minded people, because it gives you a fresh perspective. Iron sharpens iron. So it kind of keeps you sharp as well. I think that's the beauty of networking. So just to recap, networking allows you to find opportunities that you wouldn't find on your own. Not everything that's happening in the world is going to be on the internet. I'm sorry. There are events that are happening that nobody's posting about. Nobody's sending, you know, invitations about for the whole wide world to see. There are some events that are happening that you would only know via word of mouth, right? There are business opportunities, all type of funding plans and all type of contracts and things like that, that you could only find out about word of mouth, you know? Number two, it strengthens your connections. It gives you a larger database. It gives you more people for yourself to even pull from. If I was at a networking event and I needed X, Y, and Z, and I just met this person and she offers it, why would I have to search the internet when I just met a person? I will more than likely use this person for my services. And if I had a client or a friend that needed that same service, I would refer that person as well. Number three, gives you the visibility that your business needs. It allows you to become more visible, right? Number four, you are able oftentimes to develop really authentic, just authentic, powerful relationships with people. There are a lot of relationships that blossom from networking, and it turns into joint ventures. It turns into collaborations. It turns into like people becoming family. And it's like, oh, this is a family now. We met at this event, but we're getting ready to start a business together. Are we vacation together? Or whatever, right? Like, it's beautiful, super beautiful. And number five, it will boost your confidence. Just getting out there, just shaking people's hand, just going into rooms and introducing yourself and your business and your brand. It's going to give you that confidence that you need, right? And so I get excited about networking. I'm always looking for events to network in. I have to tell you that I haven't been super, super consistent with networking, but I am starting to be more focused on networking after this episode and after doing my research. So if you're not able to do 6 hours per week, what are you able to do? What can you start with? What will you start with? What will you commit to for your business and your brand? And also, even if the business hasn't started officially yet, it is never, ever too soon to start networking. And lastly, I like to leave you with this quote. Everyone you will ever meet knows something that you don't. Until next time, guys.
You've been listening to Shakita on the Living Unapologetically podcast. Join us next Friday when she discusses more of faith, entrepreneurship, and everything in between. Please visit our website for more information, www.iamshakita.com, or on Instagram @iamshakita. And don't forget to like and subscribe.